Welcome to Patterns and Possibilities, Curious Conversations with Ms. Handy. I'm so pleased to begin a new pattern of inquiry that involves an up-close and personal conversation with special guests around the globe who actively use human systems dynamics to transform the patterns in their world. That new pattern of inquiry begins with our special guest right now. I'm delighted to introduce you to Bhav Patel. Bhav is located in Eastern Europe. He considers himself a conversational gardener, and he mentioned that he considers the typical titles that we often refer to ourselves as, like consultant and facilitator, to be meaningless because they mean different things to different people. You can learn more about Bhav by reading his bio in our show notes. Welcome to Patterns and Possibilities, Bhav.
Hey, good to meet you.
Thank you so much for agreeing to be one of our special guests. And I am so curious, what led you to HSD? And what, if anything, at that time were you looking for?
Yeah, it's a good question. To cut a long story short, I think it was around maybe 2005 or six, I came across something called open space technology. It's a method. I knew nothing about it, and I used it for the first time, just reading the manual, and was amazed how within 30 minutes of the beginning of a meeting, about 100 people had organized themselves, organized an agenda, had got to work, and I seemed to be doing nothing. So I got really curious about how does open space work? That led me to a concept called emergence. And I read a famous book at the time, I think by someone called Steve Johnson. And emergence then led me to this idea of complexity and complex adaptive systems, which I started exploring. And then eventually I came across human systems dynamics. And what I read on the website fascinated me and made me feel like this is exactly what I need now in my sort of journey of learning and exploration. But the thing that maybe made a difference was I then wrote to someone called Glenda. I have no idea who that is. I found her on the website. And we had a couple of emails. And then she said something like, hey, look, you know, I'll be in Europe. Maybe, you know, there's a chance we can meet. So I wrote back and said, well, you know, Europe's kind of a big place. Like, where will you be? And she says, oh, I'll be at this particular conference in Switzerland. And completely by chance, I was going to be at the same place at the same time. And we met on a bench on top of a mountain, talked, I think, for an hour or two. I can't remember. And the result of that was I then, I think later that year, joined at that time, the 10-day course with her in London. So a mix of, you know, consciously looking for something and coincidence, which always helps.
Wow. Well, what a really interesting conversation. I'm sure that must have been. Share with us, what are some of the things that you talked about? And what, if anything, was it about it that made you even more curious about HSD?
I think what I found really interesting was at that point, the organization that was holding this conference, I'd probably been involved somewhere between about 15 years in this international organization. Glenda knew nothing about it. She just arrived. And I think our conversation was about 3 days or maybe 4 days into this conference. And her analysis of not just the conference, but all the things that seem to be going on, let's call it the socio-political stuff of the global network, she seemed to have grasped and understood intimately and was describing patterns to me that had taken me, 15 years to really comprehend. And yet in 4 days, she was noticing something. And I asked her about that. And, you know, it was her way of looking at things through her HSD lens that gave her that ability to see those patterns so quickly. That was also very convincing and a little bit scary, if I'm honest.
Well, so now that you mentioned patterns and the way that Glenda was seeing them, I'm really curious. So what else have you learned, particularly about patterns? And is there any other way that you're using HSD that you haven't yet shared?
I think once I did the 10-day training and then joined the community and started using it, different levels. I think at one level, it shifted the way that I see the world. And I think gave me more choices about how I see the world, which you know, I've understood today. One way of describing that is to see the world in a multi-ontological way, not see it as just, you know, in one way. But then more importantly, I think the CDE model, the interdependent pairs, there was a number of tools and methods that I think I learned quite a lot, but a few of them stayed with me, and I find they just show up 10 years later, I guess now, they show up quite naturally just in the work that I do. It's not that I think which model should I use, but there's just moments when it's obvious that using interdependent pairs would be useful now, or I'm analyzing a set of criteria, and then naturally I'll go, okay, do these criteria fit the CDE, or is something missing? So I find some of them have stayed with me, and naturally others haven't, and I probably can't even remember what they were called.
So as you're using them, Bav, and in your sharing them with others, how do you do that? Is it a natural sharing it, or are you actually calling it out as this is HSD and this is what this particular tool is?
It's a really good question. And I have a particular stance on that, I think. Most of the time, because I'm fairly comfortable with some of the methods and the underlying principles behind them, I not only don't mention I don't mention the model, I don't even use the language of HSD. I try and find what language is going to work for this particular person or this particular group of people at this particular moment. And you know, sometimes a particular metaphor may be helpful. That's most of the way I operate. If it feels useful, maybe for credibility or validity, I sometimes say, hey, actually, this is a particular model. And sometimes that's enough. And sometimes it's helpful to actually name the theory base or the place where that model came from. And that's a bit my stance with a lot of the work I do. I find most people want to get on with the work using language that makes sense to them. And there's a minority who actually, I find, who kind of go, hey, what was that model you used? And which theory base did it come from? Or which institution? At which point I'm very happy to share that. But most of the time, it doesn't seem relevant.
So what response have you received as you share it in terms of people being able to dissect it and then maybe even use it later? What have you heard about it?
I mean, I can give a very recent example in the humanitarian space of using interdependent pairs by identifying three polarities that are critical to risk management in a humanitarian frontline setting. And then by identifying three key polarities and then seeing how those three fit together using the interdependent pairs method, that this happened just, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. And first, the person found it really helpful, and they've already created a kind of module around it, and then have trained a group of people from one humanitarian organization. It was a first attempt, a prototype. And I just got an email yesterday that the session went really well. It needs updating, but people were easily enough able to grasp this interdependent pairs idea, pick three key polarities and use it as a risk management tool. So you know, it's a good start, and it just shows how easy it was to grasp that model.
When you see it being shared, how does that make you feel?
I guess my kind of hope is that I can offer my small contribution to kind of making a difference. And all of the groups and clients that I work with are trying to make a positive difference in some way in the world. And, you know, if I can share something from HSD or other things I've learned that can help a group of people in some way make a better difference in terms of people's lives, you know, that's me doing my bit, I guess, or me living out my purpose.
Well, I'm curious too, what is the difference that you want to see in the world?
Ooh, that's a big question. The difference I want to see in the world. I mean, I guess in simplest terms, you know, I often think about, you know, what's a world, rather than thinking about good or bad or you know, a sort of morally correct or something like that. What's a world that would be healthy for all people and healthy for the planet and ultimately healthy for the universe? Like, what does it look like when we create the conditions for continuous health? And that's my way of thinking about, you know, what, when someone sort of says, you know, how would the world be better? I guess health is the word that makes most sense to me for people and planet.
My last question for you is, now what advice, with all that you know, would you give to the HSD community and to the world of human beings who haven't yet experienced HSD?
Okay. They're two different groups. So I'll start with those who haven't experienced HSD. My advice would simply be to try it out. So if HSD was a pair of glasses, you know, try it out for a month or two, put those glasses on, look at the world through HSD, through human systems dynamics, and see how it makes a difference for you in terms of how you can maybe understand the world, how it might change your choices about you know, whatever you're doing in life. For the HSD community, I would say the absolute opposite. And I think that's even more interesting. Take off your HSD glasses, because you'll never understand HSD with your HSD glasses on. And I often hear people in the HSD community finding some of the language a bit difficult or finding it difficult to grasp some of the tools and methods. I found my way to understand HSD through looking at it through other glasses. So through other methods, through other models, through other institutions, you know. So for the HSD community, don't look at HSD through HSD glasses. Take them off. Sounds funny, but if you get the switch.
I want to thank you, Bav, for taking us through your HSD journey and sharing how it has impacted your life. It's been a really delight to talk to you and get to know you, because this is my first time having an opportunity to meet you.
Yeah, likewise. Oh, thanks for the questions and thanks for giving me a chance to share. Appreciate it.
No problem. It's been my pleasure. I'm so grateful that you've joined us for our new pattern of curious conversations with Miss Handy. Be sure to tune in next time when we'll talk to another one of our special guests from around the globe about their unique HSD, what, so what, and now what experience. Until then, continue using adaptive action to discover all of the patterns and possibilities that exist in your world. Thank you.